Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us on the line right now is part of the ownership group for the Boston Celtics, Steve Pagliuca. Steve, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Dale?
Well, I'm doing great, thank you. You know, it's funny because you got a World Series champion, a Super Bowl champion, a hockey team that went to the seventh game of the Stanley Cup Final, and you guys have dominated the off-season news cycle, it seems.
It's been quite an off-season, a lot of player movement. It's going to be an exciting year in the NBA. There's no really dominant team left now, so I think we're going to be in the mix with the cast of characters we have.
Steve, do you like the new trend where essentially the top players just pick where they're going to go and you could have the best GM? And maybe you do, but it really comes down to what players want to play together and where?
I think it would be a concerning trend if it gets out of control, but it's actually not too bad if you end up for the league with a couple of great players on each team. And the salary structure is such that it's really hard to have these days. There's an anomaly because of the television contract a few years ago, but now it's really hard to have three or four max contracts on a team at one time. So I think it'll be fine. And we're very fortunate to have Kemba Walker come in and Enes Kanter, along with our cast. I think we're really going to be competitive this year.
Larry Lucchino in the past has talked about chemistry versus biology. In other words, you got to have physical talent. You got to be able to play the game. That's the biology part, but the chemistry part is important. Do you think that chemistry was one of the areas of greatest need for your team last year?
Honestly, yes, I do. And it wasn't in any. It kind of snuck up on us. We almost had too many great players. We had a great season before without our two superstars going to the Eastern Conference Final, and we basically had players playing for contracts. We had nine players that probably could have started for any NBA team. And I think that caused an issue in terms of how the chemistry worked out.
Yeah, that was one of the topics last year. I think it was Charles Barkley said it, and a lot of people laughed at him, but he said there's almost too many good players on the Celtics. And you feel like that may have been one of the issues. Guys just had a hard time settling into their roles.
Yeah, I think it was harder than expected, for guys who were starting in the Eastern Conference Finals to then, come off the bench. And one thing led to another. And, Coach did a good job, had him play great in stretches, but we never got that kind of consistency. And people, were concerned about their roles. So I think the good news is this year it looks like we have a very, positive team-oriented group. And we've learned a lot from last year, and everybody's gotten better in the organization. So I think we're going to have a very exciting year.
You mentioned Kemba Walker, and I think that name alone has gotten a lot of local Celtics fans very excited.
Yeah, Kemba's a legend around from UConn. He won a national championship. I spent time with him. He's a wonderful individual, extremely team-oriented, very self-effacing. He's leading the national team right now. Did fantastically in the game against Spain. So we have four Celtics playing together on that team, which is going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun to watch, but you notice, Steve, there was a lot of players that decided to not play in this tournament. Star after star seemed to say, you know what, I'm going to focus on the upcoming season. Do you look at this as a positive, though, having four guys maybe getting an early chance to work together? Or, like some of these other guys, you say, well, there's always a fear of injury. There's always a little bit of a concern that they put themselves out there.
I believe it's a real positive. You can get injured in practice. We have guys get injured in practice all the time. And in today's world, the players are practicing almost every day, year-round. And you can sprain ankles, all those kinds of things. So I think it's a real positive because our guys will get some chance to play together, learn each other's games. Kemba will get to play with three of our key players, Marcus Smart. And he'll be back soon from his ankle injury. But I think it's a real positive for the Celtics to have those guys. And I love the fact that they all want to represent their country and play basketball at this time.
The Bruins certainly got the benefits of their new practice arena, Warrior Arena, right next door to the new Auerbach Center. Are you finding that you've got guys who want to be around, they want to be together, they want to be at the facility more because you've built the Taj Mahal of practice facilities?
Absolutely. Sometimes I tell my wife I just want to put a cot in the office and just stay there because they've got a great dining facility. The players even have a barber shop in there. If you get too stressed out, there's a sound deprivation room, where you sit in a tank in silence. All the state-of-the-art training equipment, medical equipment, two gyms, weight rooms, anything that they need. So there's a ping pong table. They put a lot of ping pong tournaments. So it's been fantastic to develop that camaraderie and have just a great place to hang out. The families come in. The families are always welcome, and they hang out in the family room. So, yeah, it's been a real, real positive for us. And Wick and Rich Gotham did a fantastic job designing that facility.
Do you love Taco Fall as much as everybody else? I feel like he's going to be an absolute fan favorite this year.
He's amazing. I just was up at we take 50 kids, they're foster kids, and kids from the MSPCC to Canobie Lake Park. And Taco was one of the three volunteers, Carson Edwards, and Taco came, and Grant Williams came. And, Taco is just a force of nature. What's incredible about him is he's wonderful with kids. Adam Silver actually told me that he'd spent time with him in Senegal, really, really applauded us for signing him because he was working with all the young players in Africa, and he's just a great learner, a gentleman, smart guy. And so I think everybody's rooting for him, and he's kind of a force of nature. I mean, he's a very well-proportioned person at 7'6", and smart and kind, and so looking forward to seeing him compete out there.
Could he ride any of the rides at Canopy Lake? I feel like him on the Yankee Cannonball wouldn't really work out.
Well, I went with him with a bunch of kids on the that log flume ride, and the crazy thing was the little bar that they put down for safety, it could only go over one of his legs, so he had to keep one of his legs over it.
Well, so I mentioned
I hung on to one of his legs because he's very important
smart
to the team. it's fine if the owner is hurt, but we can't have the players get hurt.
Steve, I mentioned that the Celtics have always been a big part of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Wick joined the proceedings yesterday. We're very happy that you were able to join us here today as well.
It's great to be here, and I think it's going to be really fun to have Brad on there at 2:30 with the coaches, so I'm looking forward to hearing that. You guys do a wonderful job. Now, I think my niece had battled cancer since 10 years old for the last 9 years, and she's a great product of the Jimmy Fund and all the technology that's been developed to fight these cancers. She had osteosarcoma, which was previously kind of undefeated, and she's actually had some breakthrough immunotherapy technology and is now going to be a rising sophomore at UMass when 5 or 6 years ago the prognosis was very poor. But all the great things that Jimmy Fund has done, Dana-Farber, and the fight against cancer. So I applaud you guys. This is always a fun, probably the most fun 2 days of radio in the entire year.
And I know you guys have always been very generous in helping us here as well.
Absolutely. And, we're back at it again with the Shamrock Foundation donations, and Coach Stevens will talk about that at 2:30 as well. But what I want to know is where is that bus that Clark stole? I heard the radio this morning. He stole the bus from the MBTA, and you reported that to the governor this morning on the air.
Yeah, I don't know where it went. I mean, I'm looking outside.
Disappeared.
I don't think it's here, but Steve, thank you very much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve.
That is Steve Pagliuca, one of the Celtics owners.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.